Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here with that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Monday morning, everyone. McDonald's Corporation today says that its worldwide same-store sales climbed 5.1% in May as the nation's largest hamburger chain continued to prosper from budget-conscious consumers amid the recession. The Oak Brook, Illinois-based company said U.S. same-store sales climbed 2.8%. helped by classic menu items and its new McCafe espresso-based coffees. Brazil's agriculture ministry today says that its 2008-09 soybean crop is estimated at 57.1 million tons, revised down from a May estimate of 57.6 million tons due to unfavorable weather. In its ninth estimate for the country's grains production, the government's National Crop Supply Agency also said that corn harvest would amount to 49.9 million tons, down from the 51.4 million tons forecast previously. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 86.67 is down 95 points. The NASDAQ 18.27 down 22. The S&P 500 at 9.30 is down 9.80 points.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave, and I'm back, and the rain is back. It looks like the next week or so we will have a wetter-than-average weather pattern across much of the Midwest and cooler than average, especially across the northern tier of states where there were some areas that may have picked up a little frost over the weekend, even some light freezes in the far northwestern portion of the corn and soybean belt. Water, there is no shortage anywhere across the eastern corn belt. There are some pockets of a little bit drier conditions and soil across portions of Nebraska, South Dakota, and the southern half of Minnesota. In fact, there's an area in northwestern Wisconsin they are almost too severe. Maybe there is a slight area around La Crosse, Wisconsin, that is still in severe drought. That's about the only area east of the Mississippi River and the main growing areas that is looking at any dryness issues. The rest of the eastern corn belt from adequate to excessive moisture. So again, if it's not in the ground, it's we're still going to have some trouble. If it's in the ground, the conditions are going to be favorable as far as the development of corn and soybeans in the eastern and southern portions. Maybe a little bit too cool, and that could lead to a little risk of some of the crop problems to the north with winter wheat and yellowing of the emerged summer crop developing across, again, the northwestern portion of the Corn Belt. The 6 to 10 day and the 8 to 14 day outlook continue to show trends that will have mostly above average precipitation for a good portion of the corn and soybean belt. There will be pockets where conditions are more in line, but again, the general trend will be for an active weather pattern across much of the area for the next 2 weeks. Now, in the Delta and the Southeast, showers and thunderstorms over the weekend brought rain into most areas. In the southeastern corner, the heaviest rainfall from northeastern Florida into southeastern Georgia and in central and southern South Carolina. Areas that had been in a long-term drought across central and southern Florida, again, that has been alleviated, and now just a small area in far southwestern Florida that is being considered abnormally dry. But again, the rains this spring and early summer now have been drought busters there. Net drying is expected to occur across portions of the southeastern U.S. and into the Delta over the next couple weeks, and some of the drier regions in the lower Delta may become a little too dry over time. That really is looking like the only area that will be in need of precipitation if it doesn't come at timely times over the next couple weeks. And elsewhere across the country, in the west, cool weather is slowing crop development in most areas. Unusually heavy showers will continue across the northern intermountain region. We just had an influx of Pacific moisture that came in, and scattered showers were found in a couple locations with severe weather, and one report of grapefruit-sized hail in northeastern Colorado. That is getting into the hail belt area there. Again, over the next couple weeks, cooler than normal conditions are expected across pretty much the northern half of the nation and much of the western states. Near to above normal temperatures are expected in the southern plains and into the southeast. And again, the driest areas will be limited to the upper Midwest and in the Rio Grande River Valley. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
In the Sunday night trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 675, unchanged, last trade down 10. September, 686, unchanged, last trade down 7.5. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 623.25, up a quarter, last trade down 12. September, 649.5, down 1.5, last trade down 10.5. December, 676, unchanged, last trade down 11.5. July corn opened at 443, down 1, last trade down 5.75. September, 453.25, down 3/4, last trade down 5.25. December, 466.75, down 1/2, last trade down 5.75. July, 492, down 1/2, last trade down 4.5. July beans opened at 12.27, up 1.5, last trade down 7.75. November, 10.60, down 1.75, last trade down 10.75. January of 2010, 10.67, down 1/4, last trade down 11.25. Go out to July of 2010, 10.45.5, up 5.75, last trade down 8.5. July soybean meal open at $3.99, up $3, last trade unchanged. July soybean oil open at $39.73, unchanged, last trade down 49. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Last week, we were looking for a new high on the week, kind of punched through in corn and beans. These sort of static tops were 4 or 5 trading sessions, ended up at about the same level or a little bit less each day. And then overnight, we were hoping and seeing that maybe we would see that happen. It didn't happen overnight either. Is the market trying to tell us that they're putting a top in place?
Well, it's possible, and it'll probably happen at some point in time, Dave, but it consolidated like this at the beginning of May also, where we really kind of just got into somewhat of a consolidation phase, and then we took off and made the push up to these levels. I guess I'll be nervous if you take out the lows from last week. Let's say in July, for instance, beans go back through 1177. I think the low in November beans last week was 1040. July corn was 430. December was 452.5. You take those numbers out, now I'll start to think there's at least the realm of possibility that a high has been made in these markets. But today, I can't really tell you that. Wheat's probably as much concerning to me as anything because it broke through those lows overnight last night, which shouldn't really be a major surprise for us after running as hard as we did last month in the wheat market and harvest coming up not too far down the road.
Do you think traders are probably positioned by now for Wednesday and we'll just see flat trade between now and Wednesday morning?
I don't know about that, because I'm looking for a lot of volatility here this next couple of days before that report myself, Dave. I think there'll be some people still positioning back and forth. There's some guys talking the ending stocks on beans might be as low as 100 million bushels, which should be the lowest we've had since, I think it was 1977 last time we saw those kind of numbers.
Yeah, and is that number really bullish, or are traders already of a mindset and trading around 103 to 105?
I think if you get that, it's going to be bullish. If you get that kind of a number, I would assume that will be bullish. I don't think we'll maintain that number is what my thought is that we'll ration stuff back to where we'll end up with something a little bit higher than that myself, Dave.
All right. Let's go ahead and get the calls for this morning then, please.
I think you're going to end up starting off pretty much in line with where you were on Friday. The outside markets are going to weigh on us. I'm going to go with beans probably being down in this 5 to 8, 10 level. Corn's probably going to be down 3 to 5 cents as we get started, and wheat, I think, will maintain the 10 to 12 lower. It'll be interesting to see what kind of bounce we get after that, because I think we will have bounces through the session today watching the outside markets.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.